Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Amazon is winning India's e-commerce battle. Facebook has begun testing virtual reality posts in its news feed, and research has found that offering free delivery is a very good way of enticing UK online shoppers. Amazon was the most popular e-commerce site in India during the recent festive season in the country, according to research by IMRB. Amazon saw competition from its main rival Flipkart to secure the highest number of customers and orders. Its Amazon Prime service also saw tremendous success with a fourfold increase in signups during the festive period. There's also signs that e-commerce is becoming more widespread across India. Amazon claims that 86% of its new customers came from smaller towns rather than major cities, where online shopping has typically been focused before. Furthermore, Amazon said that it received orders from a staggering 99.7% of India's post office areas across product categories as diverse as gadgets, furniture, sports equipment, and everyday items. Facebook has begun testing virtual reality posts in its news feed, in a sign that the social network considers VR to be an important part of its future. Facebook has started testing a way for developers to create web-based VR content that can be accessed via a web browser. In a statement, Facebook confirmed that it's testing integration of web-based VR into the news feed with a few partners, and will have more to share on additional rollouts at a later date. Once a developer uploads a VR post, followers will be able to see a 360-degree video that previews the VR content. If they then click on the post, they will be able to experience the full VR experience all within Facebook. Users will be able to look around and click on objects within the VR experience to get more information about them. Offering free delivery is a very good way of enticing UK online shoppers, according to research by Whistle. 94% said they were more likely to buy an item online if it came with free delivery. This was especially so in the 18 to 24 age group, who typically have less overall spending power than their older counterparts. The study also found that not only is free delivery desired, it's even expected in certain circumstances. The majority of respondents expected free delivery on orders over £10. Shoppers also revealed that they're willing to wait longer if it means they get free delivery. Half are willing to wait an extra 2 to 3 days, with a third even willing to wait an extra 4 or 5 days. With delivery prices having such a big impact on whether or not UK online shoppers decide to complete a purchase, researchers recommend that sellers think carefully about delivery costs and what the minimum spend should be in order to qualify for free delivery. The Chinese e-commerce site Alibaba has partnered with the UAE's national airline carrier Etihad Airways to promote its 11/11 Global Shopping Festival. As the name suggests, the e-commerce sales event will take place on the 11th of November. It's a special day of online discounts in Alibaba, similar to Black Friday and Cyber Monday in the West. Over the last few years, it's become one of the biggest dates in the Chinese e-commerce calendar. Its partnership with Etihad Airways means that 5 aeroplanes will be specifically decorated to promote the festival. These aeroplanes will fly to over 40 cities in Etihad Airways' global network over a 5-day period, boosting worldwide awareness of both the event and Alibaba in general. And finally, the Chinese social media giant Tencent has released a game whereby users are encouraged to applaud President Xi. The release of the game coincides with the ruling Communist Party's National Congress, a week-long meeting where the country's leader and policies for the next 5 years are decided. In the game, players are shown extracts of President Xi's speeches and have to tap the screen as many times as possible in 19 seconds to see how fast they can applaud. The game has had 1.2 billion plays in just 3 days, with many users sharing their scores on social media and challenging friends to beat their scores. Expressions of loyalty to the president are a common occurrence in China, especially around times of political importance. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our free catch-up TV service to view our full range of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.